He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, Chicago. Happy holidays. It's me, Frank Fontana. Thanks for joining us. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. And then the guys that should be hopefully yelling and screaming and giving you a heck of a show, Hamp OB with Glenn Kozlowski, will be following us up at 3 o'clock. Let's see what the Bears do, folks, if you're interested. I don't know if I'm that interested. I'm interested in the holidays, though. We are, like, literally days away from the almighty Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I don't know what's more important to you folks out there, if there is a day that is more important. But I know this year, for us, we're hosting Christmas Day. That's pretty new. Considering we moved into our house 2 years ago, we haven't really hosted any major holidays. But this will be a good one. My wife's been baking away. The house smells fantastic. The waistline is slowly increasing for the holidays, which is par for the course. Then we'll get back on the train right after New Year, like everyone else. Fill up the gyms. Those who stay, stay. Those die off, usually die off statistically in 3 months. But anyway, it's good to give it a little hoo-ha. We have a great show lined up, folks, with the holiday spirit. We are talking to Joe Goodkin from Guitars for Vets. Not only are we talking to Joe, because I believe in this cause, and I think it's a fantastic cause, and he can explain it better than me, but in short, these guys do great things for vets who come home and are battling with the difficulties of adjusting, and they introduce music into their lives, or reintroduce in some cases. And they give free lessons and a fantastic group. And Joe's going to be performing for us a great song. I'm not going to reveal just yet. But it'll be a song that you all know and love from a great artist. Then around 1:45 or so, we're going to be dipping into some dirty little secrets of mine. And with all the new stuff you're going to get, hopefully, because you've been good and you're on Santa's good list, that means you got to get rid of some of the old stuff. And with that means decluttering. Yes, the C word that we all love to and hate to say at the same time. But, you know, it's a good time of the year. Everyone gets inspired at the first of the year to declutter and make their space a little bit more functional, and I recommend this to all my clients. It's always important every now and then to kind of take a good look at the room with a fresh set of glasses and say, what can I do differently here? What can I get rid of? What haven't I touched, opened, sat on in over a year? That stuff needs to go. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to get rid of it, how to rearrange and combat some of that Christmas clutter that ends up happening. My house right now, by the way, it looks like a bomb went off. Every single where I turn, there is stuff. And that's what happens this month. It starts at the beginning of December, and I just start accumulating. Well, not me, my wife and I, mostly my wife. It tends to just, you know, build up the stuff and between decor and open boxes and partially wrapped gifts. We've slowly sunk into about a 500 square foot home versus a 3,000 square foot home. That's the amount of available square footage at this point. It's stressful for many, but good thing for us and you, the folks from Massage Envy are stopping by. Well, good for me, because they're going to show me some new massage moves on my right shoulder, because I have some pain in there. I think it was from when I was shoveling all the snow we got this Christmas. I'm being facetious because I think it's a beautiful thing. I don't mind this, folks. I like this weather. I think this is great. I mean, if you look out right now, I'm looking out the window of the Allstate studio here, and Michigan Ave, the Magnificent Mile, is hustling and bustling with people, you know, dressed normal for this time of year, not like they're in the frozen tundra. This is the way it should be. I don't mind not having snow for Christmas. But I'd love to hear from you guys what you think, if you like to have a white Christmas. And then with that, we're going to do a couple things with the phone line and the text line. I would like to open up the phone lines for two things. One, to hear about your Christmas traditions. I'd love to hear, you know, different ways different people celebrate, or if there's some weird, quirky thing you guys do as your family. It'd be fun to share that. We could do that via text or phone, 312-981-7200. In addition, I'd like to open up the opportunity for you to send a personal message via me with my voice to a loved one out there who may be listening. And we have a big reach here on WGN Radio. On a good day, our show could be heard all the way down in the Dominican Republic, from what I understand. at minimum Florida. For sure, Florida. I've heard many fans and folks email me, say, hey, we heard you on a weird channel here, and it was WGN. So that's a cool thing. So if you have a message you want to give to somebody out there in the world, or even right here in Chicago, please text it in, 312-981-7200, or call with it, and we'll get that going. We're also going to be giving away a lot of stuff because it is that time of year. We have the All-State Blackhawks Experience Contest that you can get involved in. And how would you like to be front row and center for all of the action at the Blackhawks game? Who wouldn't? That'd be a fantastic gift. Now you could be. We've got your chance to win with win glass seat tickets. That's amazing seats right there. To the January 12th game against Nashville and get a ride on the ice, too. How about that? Not only get to watch the game, you're actually the dude waving or the dudette waving on the Zamboni. To all your friends out there. You can enter to win at WGNradio.com/contest. This contest is sponsored by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. Another little nugget of good news for the holidays. U.S. gas prices are going down. How about, boom, gift from Obama right there. They're going below $2 a gallon for the first time in 6 years. Merry Christmas to us. And Merry Christmas to Disney. That's right. Star Wars blasts opening weekend records at $238 million. That's a lot of dough. I'm sure Dean talked about it, but I didn't hear him. But yeah, it was a good weekend for Disney. The studio estimates on Sunday, Star Wars The Force Awakens brought in a galactic $238 million. That's big money, making it the biggest North American debut of all time ever in movie history. That's crazy. The Walt Disney Co. earnings destroy the previous opening record set by Jurassic World, which is drew at $208 million. That's some good stuff, man. I like to hear that. It means people are out there spending money. The economy's going good. The jobless rate is better than ever. That's a beautiful thing. And we're beautiful things exist right here in our backyard, by the way. We have a fantastic state we live in, especially around this time of year. We are going to be talking to Laura Baginski from the Family Holiday Activities, and she has the best list of things to do in Chicago if you have family in town for the next couple of days. She's going to give us like the things to do to entertain the family during the holidays. That's a great little bit of information. And then we're going to round out our show with the folks from Pump Room and Public Hotels. They have a huge array of events going on over the holiday season, which, again, if you have a younger group in for the holidays and you want to point them in the direction of where to go, we have the director of nightlife, Heather Hodgkins, joining us from Public Hotels. Mixologist Mia Leach is joining us to share some drink holiday cocktail recipes, and then some food is going to be coming from the Pump Room. This is going to be a fun show, folks, so stick around. We're going to get the ball rolling right after this. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. Really excited for our next segment. Big supporter of the vets out there doing their thing to keep us safe in the world. And when they come back home, readjustment, transition back into society as civilians is not an easy thing sometimes. Good thing there's a lot of good people out there looking out for some of these vets. There always could be more support and more help. Joining me from Guitars for Vets is Joe Goodkin. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So glad you could make it. And I wanted to start off by giving props to the men and women who serve in our country, because it's the right time of year.
Absolutely.
Not that there's a bad time of year, but right now it's probably a little bit more heartfelt because people are not home with their families.
That's exactly right. Both active and not active are very important.
Yeah, and what you guys do for them is fantastic. Why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, so Guitars for Vets was founded in about 2007 up in Milwaukee, actually. A guitar instructor and a Vietnam-era Marine got together for some guitar lessons and realized that it helped both of them, but in particular the Marine to feel a sense of accomplishment, to discover something he had kind of started before he went to service and had never been able to really finish. And since 2007, we're now up to 60 locations where we provide free guitar lessons to vets, generally VA hospitals.
And these are brick-and-mortar types, or they're in the hospital
In the actual hospital, oh, cool. Yeah. Generally through the recreational therapy department. We work with I work with a great recreational therapist at Jesse Brown to provide us with people who want to be a part of the program. And they go through 10 private guitar lessons, and at the 10th one, they get a free Yamaha guitar to keep for their own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to continue to play. And then something I do at Jesse Brown, which we do most places, is I do a jam session for alumni who have been through the program where we try to continue the playing and continue the accomplishment and continue the it's kind of the social aspect of music in the VA hospital once a week. So, yeah.
It's really a fantastic program. And explain to me, so when you start off with somebody who's maybe never played music before,
yeah,
who also coupled with coming home from, you know, maybe active duty.
Yeah, sure.
What is their mindset and how much of it for you is getting them there psychologically to, because to embrace music and to really be passionate about music, you got to be deep.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You got to get into it and you really got to feel it.
Yeah.
But they have walls, a lot of walls that they had to put up to deal with what they've dealt with. To explain to me the process of how you break them down and get them into the mode of music.
Yeah, the biggest thing you have to do is understand that each person's going to have different walls and each person's going to have kind of a different interface with the instrument immediately, both spiritually, mentally, you know, and physically for a lot of them. So you have to be very aware of little cues and you really have to look for ways you can help them find like an immediate response, an immediate benefit, even though it's very difficult.
So is it a particular song or a particular process in which you teach that can, because I mean, my wife had bought me a beautiful Taylor acoustic guitar. It's still pristine.
Yeah.
I've attempted several times. It's not it for me. And my mom tried to get me lessons when I was little. Yeah. It's one of those things that one day I will try to conquer.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
But it is frustrating.
Yeah.
It could be a frustrating instrument to learn.
Sure. I think it's frustrating for everybody at every age, at every level. So it's trying to pick up on is a student more attracted to the mental side of it, learning to read music and really starting to understand the fretboard? Are they more interested in working on three chords and trying to bang out a blues tune as fast as we can? Are we interested in soloing? Are we interested in, you know, less in playing and more is just using it as a way to connect with people and being in the same room with people? It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
And it, you know.
See, I thought I was going to be Elvis. I thought I was going to touch the guitar and I was going to be on stage shaking my hips.
Do you have the wardrobe? I mean, that's.
I could definitely pull the wardrobe off. I got the wardrobe quicker than I did playing Old McDonald's.
There you go.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, right.
Which is one of my repertoire right now is Jingle Bells and Old McDonald's.
That works.
Yeah, you know, gets the chicks excited. You know what I mean?
It really does.
So I mean, all right. So after they get into it and they start to feel like, all right, I could do this. I'm starting to get chords and getting, you know, I'm trying to be technical music, but I'm not. But you know,
the fingers in the right place.
Right, the fingers in the right place. And that's what I'm trying to say here, because that to me is the most frustrating. You know, and then it hurts if you don't build it up right. And yeah, but
absolutely, and you know, one of the struggles I think that adults have in particular is that you know, kids have these, even though their hands are small when they start on an instrument, they're kind of flexible, and they're kids are learners every day, so they're less scared of taking on something new and more kind of they're sponges, right? Well, adults. If you're older, if you're in your 50s or 60s, your hands already are kind of past their flexibility point. So
we're both rigid physically and mentally.
Oftentimes, yeah, exactly. So in particular, I think adults have their own, you know, hurdles that they have to get over to learn any instrument, but specifically the guitar. I mean, the guys that I've worked with over at Jesse Brown are awesome, and they're, you know, in a good student-teacher relationship, the teacher's getting, you know, almost as much as the student sometimes, because you watch people work really, really hard at something and accomplishment, and you see the accomplishment on their face. And then if you can bring it past individual accomplishment into a group setting, you know, the jam session I run is basically like a traditional blues jam session where we play 12-bar blues and everybody takes a solo and we go around and we listen to people try something.
Are they practicing their own solo, or is it all kind of improv on the spot?
You know, we've learned a couple basic blues scales, so it's rooted in some intellectual stuff, but they're different every time. You know, and you watch almost immediately beginning students start to try to work out ideas, even if they're just, you know, starting out. And and also the vulnerability it takes to take a solo in front of people where you know it might it might go south.
And here's the correlation between why music and recovery,
exactly.
rehabilitation.
Exactly.
You know, is you're right. It does build some certain confidence. It does release the creative side in somebody, and it allows them to not so focus on the rational and the, you know, the logistical world we live in. You know, I think that that's truly important, and you guys are doing so many great things to tap into that. Now, once you've tapped into that in a vet, what things do you see budding from them? Like, what new branches come out?
I mean, from as specific an individual as people saying, you know, I never thought I could do that, which is about the best thing you can hear out of anybody, to people who say that while they play, they have a sense of peace or relaxedness that they don't have when they're not playing. And then to the group setting, you know, the group of guys that show up almost every week to jam, when somebody doesn't show up, somebody will call them and say, are you okay? You know,
that's great.
So this sense of support and community and compassion and,
it's like jam. I mean, it's like a band. You
it
know,
is.
Like
it is.
Band members who really stick together, look out for each other, similarly to when they're in war. They're a band of brothers out there, and you know, there's a point of being a band of musicians here.
Yeah.
An interesting correlation. Joe, we do have to take a quick break.
For sure.
We're going to have you hang around. We're going to go through news, and then you're going to jam for us, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Let's not reveal the song, but it's a song that everyone's going to know and love.
It's not Old MacDonald.
It's not Jingle Bells. Although we should do Jingle Bells maybe before you leave. Is that possible?
Maybe.
I could teach
Only
it to
if you. You sing.
I could sing. I don't know if people would want me to, but I could sing. I could, at least I think I could sing in the shower. Anyway, we'll be right back with more from Guitars for Vets, Joe Goodkin here, and a jam session after this. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. We're here till 3 o'clock, and we're having our pre-Christmas show here. Lots of fun stuff going on all show long till 3 o'clock. Then we'll be joined by Hamp OB and Glenn as they tear apart the ever so dreadful Bears. All right, we are talking with Joe Goodkin from Guitars for Vets. He's going to be jamming out for us in just a second. I know you're anticipating the jam session, but I got to get to a little bit of business here. I want to give our holiday shout outs as promised. We got our call Margie on the phone. Hey, Margie.
Margie. This is Margie Morrison, and I want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all my relatives, even if they are down in Ocala, Florida. This is the last winter that I'm ever going to spend up here in Chicago.
Good for you, Margie.
It's too darn cold. So wherever my relatives are, Margie Morrison says Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's to all of them that are still up in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, and then all those that go down south to Ocala, Florida for the winter. And Margie Morrison says, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody,
no matter who
I know, over Chicagoland, all over the state of Illinois. And most of my relatives go down south to Ocala, Florida.
Well, listen, Margie, before you head out of Chicago, we hate to see you go, but we'd like to for you to take a little slice of Chicago life with you. We're going to give you a Merry Christmas present here from Lou Malinati's, a gift certificate for visit one of their 42 Chicagoland locations.
I love Lou Malinati's.
They're
thank
great.
You so much.
You got
I
it.
That.
And people can go to loumalinati's.com for more information.
I love good pizza. There's a Lou Malnati's, I think, in Finley Park.
But, fantastic. Well, hang on the line, and I'll have my producer get your information. We'll get that over to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You got
love
it.
Good pizza. Thank you.
No problem. Merry Christmas to you. All right, folks, we are going to keep on the train here. If you have any holiday wishes, you want to do some shout-outs either on the phone or via text, I could certainly do that to you, for you. let's see. We have one real quick text here from Patsy. She says, Merry Christmas to Gary and Cicely. I believe that's how it's pronounced. Or Cecile. Either one. Cicely, Merry Christmas to you both. All right, let's get to our guest here. Joe Goodkin. Joe, thank you so much for hanging out.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
We're talking about Guitars for Vets. How can people reach out and get involved in this amazing program?
Yeah, there's a couple ways. Well, first of all, I should say if you're a veteran who gets care at Jesse Brown or any other VA, you can investigate to see if we have a chapter there. Talk to usually the recreational therapist or ask around. There's usually a decent waiting list because we're pretty popular, but get your name on it. We take all ages, all levels of experience.
Is it just guitar at this point?
It is just guitar at this point, yeah. If you want to help support us, you can donate through our website at guitarsforvets.org. As any amount helps, I'll tell you that $200 puts a vet through the entire program, including the guitar.
Wow. So that's great.
It's really... For a pretty minimal amount of investment, you can really, really help
somebody
out.
You know what's a great gift idea is to get your entire family together and have them all give like $20.
Absolutely.
And then give that money to the vets and to this program and put a vet through an entire music program. That is a great gift right there.
Absolutely. I couldn't think of a better idea. And then on top of that, I should just say that I had to go through the kind of the general voluntary services protocol at the VA hospital. If you're not musically inclined, but you want to give of yourself to a VA, there's all sorts of opportunities, from helping out with the food bank, from helping out with injured and wounded who need company. It's an awesome experience. And so, go check out your local VA and volunteer there in any capacity. It's a great thing to do.
Sounds good, Joe. And we'll give you one more chance to give all that information out. Right now, though, I want to hear some music. What are you going to play for us?
Well, we're lucky in that the greatest songwriter, I think, of our time, Bob Dylan, has granted the charity express written consent to play his song "Knock on Heaven's Door" anywhere at any time for any reason. So it's kind of our charity theme song, and if it's cool with you, I'm going to go ahead and just play a quick version of it right here for you. It's
one rock on.
Yeah, you bet. This is "Knock on Heaven's Door" by the great Bob Dylan. Mama, take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put my guns to the ground. But I can't shoot them anymore. This cold black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Joe Goodkin, everybody, from Guitars for Vets. Joe, what a fantastic job, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You kind of know what you're doing, don't you?
Well, I hope so. I'm trying to teach people, so it helps.
Yeah, I mean, that was rocking, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was just Periscoping live, folks. You can follow me on Periscope. Just look up Frank Fontana. And Joe just did a little impromptu live performance.
I think this is the first time I've been Periscoped, so.
Well, congratulations. How did it feel?
Tell you later. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good stuff, man. Is there anybody you want to give a personal holiday shout out to?
My wife, for one, and my family is listening. And all the veterans that I've worked with at the VA hospital and our recreational therapist. It's great. And then also in the memory, both my grandfathers were World War II vets. And I have some other extended family who's been in the military. So to all of them and all the people serving right now, happy holidays. And thanks so much for supporting the cause. It means, you know, a ton.
We always do, brother. Anytime. And give out the website one more time where people can help.
Guitars for Vets, just like it sounds. And you can actually even substitute guitars and the number for vets.org. It's, you know, check it out. See where you can support it. We're all over the country. And thanks again, man. Really appreciate it.
You got it. All right. There you go. Joe Goodkin, Guitars for Vets. Periscoping live at the same time, folks. For all the millions of people watching on Periscope, make sure you support this cause. We're going to take a quick break in a second here. I just want to read a couple more holiday shout-outs. This one just came in from Margaret from 312. Please send a shout-out to Peter and Perth, I believe, in Perth, Australia. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Margaret in Bridgeport. Keep them coming in, folks. I'll read them all show long. We'll have some more prizes to give away, some more Illuminati's gift certificates, as well as some Lightkeeper Pros. And don't forget, you can also win a chance to sit ringside for the Allstate Blackhawks Experience Contest. That's a big one, man. So keep tuned to find out how you could do that. Right now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some tips on how to declutter that home that's going to be all cluttered up in about 3 days from all the Christmas presents. Stand by. That's right. It's time for some of my dirty little secrets, direct from my book, Dirty Little Secrets of Design, top-selling book on Amazon and elsewhere. As a matter of fact, we're sold out, which is good. We got to print a whole new run of them. So before I get into the ways you can combat the clutter before and after Christmas, because you're going to have hopefully a boatload of new stuff that your loved ones are buying you, or if you're not into the material thing, you'll have tons of love to declutter. I just want to give a couple more shout-outs. Apparently, Joe was a big hit here. He did a great job. Joe Goodkin rocks. Happy holidays to everybody. And we've got multiple texts for Joe, which is fantastic. We have some Christmas wishes. Merry Christmas to Sharon Klopp from Patsy. That's very nice. Joe teaches his sister. That's great. And let's see here. Happy holidays. Still waiting patiently for blah, blah, blah. And lots more. Keep them coming in, folks. 312-981-7200. We'll also take your calls. That would be fun, too. The next caller who gives us a nice Christmas wish out to their family will get a gift certificate for Lou Malnati's or a Lightkeeper Pro. So give us a buzz with your holiday wishes, and we'll give you a gift back. All right, so let's talk about ways to declutter in the home. Starting with ways you could use unlikely space to store stuff. I mean, storage is number one, the number one most requested thing in my business. When it comes to designing a home, everyone says, well, how can we maximize the availability of storage? And, you know, that's great when you're building a new home, but when you are remodeling or you're existing with no budget, where do you find space? Well, underneath, over, inside, around things is where you find space. Starting with number one here, underbed storage bags. These are cool, or they even have bins that you can use and capitalize on that wasted space that's underneath your bed. That's given you don't have a platform bed where it's blocked off, but if you have that open space underneath, why not go out and invest a couple bucks? It'll be worth it. Into Whitmore actually makes a great product for underneath the bed. Little wheels on it, rolls in, rolls out. It's an easy, breezy solution for it. They come with a zipper, portable handles. So go out and check that out. It's and you know, you could just stuff stuff under your bed, or you could be smart about it and put it in the proper storage under your bed. All right. Second is if you haven't done it, taking use of hanging accessories. Even in the closet, adding a couple additional shelves certainly help if you have a high closet. The behind the door shoe racks are also a thing that, you know, was popular back in my mom's day, but is making a bigger and better comeback. Neat Freak. Go check out this company, Neat Freak. I love them. They have phenomenal storage solutions. They make shoe storage solutions that, for ladies, will rock your world. And what I mean by this is they actually pay attention to your boots, to your high heels, to your flats, and they have designed shoe storage, hanging shoe storage, that is so smart that you will want to throw out the $2 one you have right now and go get one of theirs. And that company, again, is Neat Freak. All right. And so anytime you could utilize a hanging surface to gain more storage, even for simple things like slippers, is a good idea. Let's see. bed skirts with the organized. So I'm, you know, the jury's out on this one. I'm not quite sure I love the bed skirt slash organizer. I think it's, you know, I'm always a fan of utilizing every ounce of space, but when it impedes slightly on the style of your room, I mean, say you have this beautifully designed, you know, Victorian bedroom, and then there you got your bed skirt keeper on the side with all your gizmos, gadgets, you know, toiletries you may want to keep by your bedside or whatnot. Don't know if it'd be the prettiest thing, but it's in the recommendations here. You know, I think that that's a personal preference. If you can find a way to hide it, maybe there's actually a dressing skirt that goes over it, and you don't have these exposed gadgets and gizmos in your bedroom. It's not too sexy, I don't think. Well, then again, anyway. And there, you know, these are available for twin, queen, or king, and you can find them at places like Bed Bath & Beyond and others just like that. Jewelry. This is a problem most women have because they tend to have lots of it, whether it be real or costume jewelry. I think that having unique ideas to store it, like hanging wall-mounted jewelry organizers, are always a good idea. Again, something you could put on the back of a door, maybe on a wall in the closet that isn't being used. You know, like in our closet, we have one side's deeper, and we have a flat piece of drywall that's not really used for anything, so I put some belt racks up there, and we actually have a hanging jewelry box for my wife, which is, you know, it's occupied, but there's also about 12 other boxes around the house filled with stuff. You know, and I think it has to be that way. You got to kind of keep your costume in one area, your fancy expensive stuff in one area, and then your colorful stuff. See, I help my wife organize this stuff. I don't know about many other husbands out there, but, you know, we'll sit there certain days and just dump it all out on the bed and then separate them. Same process for the toys with the kids. You know, it's just jewelry for my wife. And speaking of things for the wife that tend to have lots of, makeup, nail polish, lipstick. How do you store these properly? Because the issue with this is, yes, you want to store them, but you kind of want to see them at the same time, right, ladies? I would imagine. I mean, I've been around women my whole life in multiple capacities, and I've seen this issue where, you know, you can either jam the makeup in a drawer and you're shoveling through trying to find the right thing for you, and either it gets ruined because the makeup opened and started mixing with something else. So these tiered acrylic cosmetic organizers is something I like to recommend because it will store it properly. At the same time, you could see it because it's clear acrylic. And it's you know, you could pass it off as modern design if you want to. I know people who leave this as part of their decor on a shelf or something. But, you know, if you have a private bathroom where you know guests aren't going to become, leaving stuff out like that is okay, I think, as long as you're using it enough. And women do every day use makeup. So if you want to learn more about these products, you can go to Whitmore. They have a bunch. Neat Freak has a bunch. And they could certainly you know, help decluttering become a little bit easier. And we'll post these up on our WGN page with some links as well. Let's continue our holiday shout-outs, starting with Pat. Hey, Pat. Thanks for calling the show. Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you very much. I am so surprised I got through. You don't know how many times I try to call Steve Cochran for the $720 that I never got.
Well, listen, the whole key to you is never giving up, and that's the message. Well,
what I want to do is my daughter Cindy and my son-in-law John and my daughter in Claremont, Florida. A shout out to them for Merry Christmas, because we won't be together for Christmas. And I have a grandson that lives in Franklin, Tennessee, with his wife Gina, and my three great grandbabies, with one on the way in May.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and they just found out they have one girl, one boy, one girl, and just found out they're going to have another boy.
God bless them. That's gonna be a brood right there. That's great.
Yeah, well, they did a video of it with a box. You know, they opened. They didn't know they opened the box and all these big blue balloons came piling out.
That's awesome. I love those the videos you could watch on Facebook and YouTube with all those type of announcements.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them crack me up. That's great, Pat. I appreciate the call. And guess what? You got yourself a little Christmas present here. We're going to give you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
Thank you very much. I always listen to you, and I love GN. I've listened to him since Eddie Schwartz was on.
Wow. You are a longtime listener. We love to hear that, Pat.
I miss him. I miss him on the holidays.
Well, we're doing this whole retro programming thing on certain nights. Maybe he'll pop up in one of these recordings.
That'd be nice.
You never know, Pat. Hang on the line, and my producer will get your information, and we'll get you out the gift certificate.
Thank you very much, and you have a nice Merry Christmas to you and all your family and listeners.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll get to some news. And after that, we'll start the second hour of our show with the best recommendations on where to celebrate Christmas in Chicago with your family from the Neighborhood Parents Network. This is going to be an interesting one. I'd like to hear that. I know half of what's on the list, but there's some ones on the list that you're really going to want to hear. So don't go anywhere.
It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
No, you're not alone.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody. We're here in our second hour. We're here till 3 o'clock. And got some interesting information if you got family in for the holidays or you just want to have a list of fun things to do around the holiday and in Chicago area. We're being joined with Laura Baginski from, Neighborhood Parents Network. I need a Neighborhood Parent Network to help me with my children. That's what I need. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for joining us. So talk to us about what the Neighborhood Parents Network is real quick.
Sure. The Neighborhood Parents Network is a member-supported nonprofit 501c3 that connects a diverse community of families with the resources they need to navigate parenting in the city. So that means anything from new moms groups, parenting workshops, school fairs, play dates, childcare classifiers where you can find a nanny or a babysitter, and a discussion forum, which you can post a question about anything from help me pick out a paint color for my kitchen, or what have you heard about this school, or help me pick out a name for my baby girl, which just went up
really?
A couple days ago. Oh, yeah.
People are crowdsourcing that stuff these days, huh?
Absolutely. You wouldn't believe what's crowdsourced, but, people come back with great answers and thoughtful answers, and it's one of the best things we have on our website, npnparents.org.
Well, Laura, since we're talking about kids and parenting, we should make a very special announcement. I wasn't sure if Ross wanted me to say it, but you know what? I'm sure he won't mind. Our producer, Ross Cochran, who is not here because his wife just had a beautiful baby girl.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yes.
Well, we would love to give him a membership to Neighborhood Parents Network. They're gonna need it.
He's definitely going to need it. Doesn't think he's going to need it yet, but
he will.
Oh, he will. Listen, we've spent the last month trying to convince him that parenting is the most beautiful but most difficult thing in the world. And
it truly is.
Now he is a member of our club. I have two children. So Abigail Grace Cochran was born December 17th at 5:26 p.m., weighing 8 pounds and 7 ounces, measuring 21.5 inches. So congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Cochran. It's fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great name. Love the name Abigail.
It is a beautiful name, a classic name. I love that. And he did not crowdsource that, just in case anybody's wondering. So you got some info on us, some intel on what people could do during these next couple of days throughout the holidays that can help entertain loved ones who have maybe come into town who want to see Chicago. So what holiday related events are coming on?
Yeah, so actually, as the discussion forum I was talking about, someone posted, what are some great things I can do during the holidays with my kids or without my kids? And so we got tons of great answers, and I've done a lot of these. So one of them, of course, is Chris Kindle Market on Daly Plaza. It's the Bavarian-style market that has, great gifts you can buy, and then, of course, the warm mulled wine. that you can buy in these those little boot cups.
What exactly is warm mulled wine? Do we know?
Excuse me?
Do we know what warm mulled wine is?
Yeah, it's just, I think it's wine with, it's red wine with cloves that's warmed up, and it's wonderful.
I
don't care what it is, it's delicious.
Is this, as long as it's warm and can get me wasted, that would be the two prerequisites. And a little clove thrown in there, not a bad thing, you know?
Yeah. So this, it's, you know, it's a German and Swedish thing.
I like that. You know, I can see where the cloves would work well. I think that's a cool combination. Now, the CTA Holiday Train, what's that all about?
Oh, that is one of the best traditions. So there's a train that the CTA train, it runs on all the different lines. I think it's running through December 23rd, and I think it's just the red, purple, and yellow lines that you can catch the train. But this train is decked out for Christmas. Lights, Christmas music playing when you step on the train. There are elves handing out candy canes. It's crazy. But the craziest thing is there's the middle of the train, there is a completely open car, and Santa is sitting there on his sleigh with his reindeer. And the Santa goes, like, when it's cold out, he is going open air all along the CTA tracks. And
as fast as the train does go. that Santa must be getting paid some serious loot right there and must have a big insurance policy. That's awesome.
I would hope so. I hope he has a seatbelt.
And Wonderland Express at Chicago Botanic Garden.
Yes, this is something that my son, who's two, really, really loved. It's these awesome model trains going through all these beautiful themes of Chicago. So these miniature Marina Tower and miniature Chicago skyline with these really cool trains going through with gorgeous like dwarf conifers and beautiful greenery everywhere. It's just a magical thing. It's really, really cool. You don't have to be a kid to enjoy it.
And let's note that that's running through January 3rd. The CTA holiday train is running through December 23rd, and the Chris Kindle Market will be going to the 24th, just so we have some dates here. We're going to kind of rip through some of these quickly. The ice skating ribbon at Maggie Daly Park starts November 14th, and it's going on, I'm sure, through January, right?
At least, I think, until it starts getting warm, although it's going to be 60 next week. So
hey, now, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It reminds me of my Christmases in L.A. This is a good L.A. Christmas right here.
Yeah, I don't mind it either.
So with the Maggie Daly ice skating, it says here we can experience the second season of the Twists and Turns of the newest and coolest ice skating rink. That's always fun. The Maggie Daly Park turned out beautiful, by the way.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Number five.
Yeah, Christmas Around the World at Museum of Science and Industry, and this has been going on for so long. My parents used to take me to see the different Christmas trees that represented by the different ethnicities, so it's just one of the coolest things you can do. Chicago's ethnic communities decorate more than 50 trees that reflect their heritage and their holiday traditions, so it's really beautiful. And then at the Museum of Science and Industry, there's so much to do there while you're there.
Sure. And then we'll kind of run out of time here, so I'm going to just quickly rip through the list, and then we'll talk about where folks can find you and get this full list off of your website, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got number seven's coming in with the Walnut Room at Macy's State Street. Never been there.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-mm. You're lying.
I kid you not. I have two young children. I do nothing. I watch Disney Junior is what I do.
You should take them. They would really dig it.
This list is actually comprehensive, and it's great, and I'm just going to read through it because I am going to take my family to at least two of these. Zoo Lights, I love. They have them at Lincoln Park. They also have them at Brookfield Zoo, by the way, which isn't mentioned here, but they have a similar program, and that's running through January 3rd. Then you also have here Santa at the Shops of 900 North Michigan. And then you want to do the last two here?
Sure. Illumination, the tree lights at Morton Arboretum. This is something I really, really want to do. I haven't tried it yet, but it's these trees are lit up all through this like mile area at the Morton Arboretum. The trees are lit up in these beautiful ways, and the lights respond to your voice and to your touch. You can, if you hug a certain tree, it does some crazy things apparently.
Really?
But and then they also have warm cocktails served in little warming areas, bonfires and stuff. So my husband and I are thinking, like, forget the kid. Let's go.
No, I've been hearing a lot of people talking about this, Arboretum. And not just little kids. I mean, like you said, parents are going, and adults are making dates of it. So that's a cool thing. That's running through January 2nd. And then finally, A Christmas Carol at Goodman Theater running November 14th through December 27th. So it's almost coming to an end. Go out and see that. Thank you so much, Laura. We really appreciate it. How could people find more information about you and the organization?
Go to npnparents.org.
Fantastic. Thank you, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Welcome back to the show, folks. It's a little hard. I'm right now, as we speak, Rochelle from Massage Envy is working me over on my right shoulder here from all the shoveling I've been doing of the snow here in Chicago. No, I just sleep weird. Yeah. So this is like the first time I'll be doing a radio show while being massaged, while talking to representative from Massage Envy. Peter Carlson's on the phone. Hey, Peter.
How you doing, Frank?
Right at this moment, I'm doing spectacular. Rochelle, one of your top therapists, is working on me right now. Oh, you want a massage out there, too? Come on into the studio. We'll get you a massage. Everyone's lining up at the windows. Yeah, go right around, and we'll take care of you. there's a bunch of people at the glass wanting massages now from Massage Envy. Peter, how are you?
Frank, I'm doing great. You know, Rochelle probably has stronger hands than Matt Forte.
Oh,
it's unbelievable. And you're feeling it right now.
I mean, I've never gotten a massage by Matt Forte, although that could be interesting. Rochelle is doing a job on my right shoulder, which is great. So why is it important that folks, especially during this time of year, go out and get some time for themselves and get a massage?
You know, Frank, the holidays seem to bring so much more stress. And then, of course, you pile the snow on in Chicago and the upper Midwest, and I know we've got a little bit of El Nino going right now, and things are a little bit warmer, but we know the other shoe's going to drop. But it's just so good to go and break through that stress and go out and just treat yourself to an affordable massage at Massage Envy.
Let me ask you a question. How many people, on average, and I don't know, I'm expecting you to know exact numbers, but do a lot of people do, because I know one of my go-to gifts is a Massage Envy gift card, hands down, and nobody ever hated it. Do you guys do pretty well during this time of year?
This is a really, really good time for us, Frank, because so many people want to give the gift of relaxation. And this time of year, we got a tremendous special going on where if you spend $150 in gift card purchases, and that can be, you know, three different purchases for three different people, you can treat yourself to a free massage or facial.
That's a great deal. And is Rochelle available for everyone, or is she just my personal masseuse at this point?
No, she is your personal licensed massage therapist. Rochelle actually runs three of our downtown locations for Wes and Randy Yee, which is Gold Coast, Streeterville, and Lincoln Park, Clybourne. Rochelle is absolutely one of our best employees with Massage Envy.
So, you know, there's a lot of myths and rumors around massage, and maybe, Rochelle, you can even answer this one. Is there a better time to get a massage versus morning, noon, or night?
No, anytime.
Anytime is a good time in Rochelle's book. Rochelle, you married?
Yes.
Oh, you are. How lucky is your husband?
He loves it.
Yeah, see, I am the masseuse in my family. I should have got a job at Massage Envy and quit radio because I could be making a fortune right now. Little known fact, I actually went to massage school when I was 17, right out of high school. I thought, you know, before I go to college, I'll do something fun. And I was into personal training and physical therapy. And one doctor said, hey, go get your massage license. I got all the way to the fifth month, and it was a six-month program, and I stopped. I don't know why, but I retained everything I learned. I think I stopped working for the doctor, and he stopped paying for it is really what happened. So Massage Envy, go ahead. There's locations everywhere, and I think, you know, I can tell you this. This is, in the 5 minutes she's been working on me, I feel like a different person. I really do.
You know, it's a labor of love, Frank, and you found that out yourself. I mean, truly, our licensed massage therapists love what they do. In fact, there's some studies that indicate that 1 hour of massage is therapeutic to your body in equivalent to 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Wow. So I hope my wife's listening, and I think she is, because she always fights me, and I'm like, go get a massage, and she hasn't slept because my daughter nurses all night, and it's a long story, but repeat that again. So what is the sleep comparison?
Literally, it's one hour of massage is equivalent to 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And, you know, not to mention that it's great for hypertension. It's been known to actually be an aid in reducing blood pressure. But, you know, people that suffer from, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome and pain syndrome and fibromyalgia, I mean, massage is part of their ritual.
Let me just tell you what Rochelle is doing right now. She is digging into my armpit or my bicep at the connection here. And she is finding something that I think was buried with Al Capone's treasures. And Geraldo Rivera might have just dug up. But Rochelle just dug it up in my shoulder. And it's releasing all sorts of stuff. It's a beautiful thing. Massage. If anybody has never gotten a massage, you're crazy. Like, my dad is one of these people who, like, I can buy him, you know, 15 massage. It wouldn't do nothing for him. He won't go. The idea of being touched by some stranger other than my mother is like an odd thing for him. But the what he's missing, and anybody out there who's never gotten treatment, is unbelievable. It is life-changing on so many levels.
You know, Frank, you're right. And believe it or not, probably 75% to 80% of our population out there have not experienced massage yet. And what the attributes of massage therapy can bring you.
But, oh, you're missing out, folks. I mean, if you seriously have not getting a massage, go to massage. I mean, it is... I've been getting massage my whole life. Like I said, that's a true story. I did go to massage school. I appreciate what she's doing to me right now. What I do for my wife almost nightly, you know, getting her necks kinks out from holding the kids all day. But it's really a healing art. Rochelle, thank you so much. This is fantastic. Can you stay for the whole show? Are you free? I'll pay you. Peter Carlson, thank you so much. Again, where can people find out more information about the Massage MB gift certificates?
Frank, they could actually call us at 866-922-ENVY for one of our 44 locations in the greater Chicagoland area. And we would love to have them come in and, you know, pick out a gift that's specific and for them. If people can't, you know, handle the $150, we have a $75 gift purchase as well, where you can get a Wish body trio of lavender body wash, body butter, and shave cream. I mean, we've got really a package for everybody.
Good stuff. It's a great go-to gift, by the way, folks. If you're struggling with an idea of what to give somebody, listen to what Peter's saying. Go run out to Massage Envy or go online and get a gift certificate. Peter, Rochelle, thank you so much. I don't want this segment to ever end, but I do have to take a break. And we're going to go to news after that. And we'll be speaking to the folks at the Pump Room and Public Hotels about their slew of nightlife events happening over the holiday season. Because, you know, with those young teens coming in town, you know, you want to give them some ideas. Not teens, but 21 and overs. You want to give them some good ideas, some safe ideas to do. And the folks from Pump Room are going to do that for us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. Like I mentioned before the break, we may be preempted for the Bears postgame with Hamp, OB, Mark Carmen, Glenn, and the boys to rant and rave on how fantastic the Bears are. In the meantime, the folks from the Pump Room and Public Hotel are here. Chef Mendoza is joining us in a second. We have Heather Hodgkin and Mia Leach. Mia is the top mixologist at the Pump Room. Heather is the director of nightlife. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
It's a bit rushed. I know you guys had a whole thing planned, and you know, we want to do this for you. But we got some great events going over the holiday next couple of days. Why don't we talk about them?
Well, we have some great things going on for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in terms of Pump Room menus, and Chef will go into that a little bit more. But I just want to definitely mention our New Year's Eve party, which is going to be fabulous.
I've been hearing some buzz about it. What do you got going on?
Well, it's called The Art of Celebration, which is an ode to the classic served with a twist. So as you know, the Pump Room and Public Hotels has a lot of history. So
Sinatra being one of the most famous.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we have a modern take on classic New Year's Eve, which is fabulous dinner and party afterward.
So is this like a throwback / modern take of like the Great Gatsby type of New Year's? Are we thinking something that elaborate?
Absolutely. It plays really well into that itself. The women and gentlemen will be dressed in cocktail attire. We'll have a fabulous 6-course dinner for that Chef Ross is producing. It's going to be foie gras and caviar.
Wow, fancy.
Things we usually don't get to eat every day, right?
So will it book up real fast?
It is filling up very fast. So you can go to events.publichotels.com to purchase tickets. And you have three choices. You can do an early seating, which is a 4-course menu. Seatings are at 5, 5:30, and 6. You could do a main seating, which starts at 9 o'clock, which will include the party afterward, or you can just do the party only.
Awesome. Sounds like a good time. It's always frustrating figuring out exactly what, you know, you want to do for New Year's, but when it's all figured out like that, and Chef Mendoza's got a fantastic menu, you got the nightlife rocking, the drinks are being poured. Mia, tell us about what you're serving up on the holidays.
Sure. So we have some seasonal, like, celebration inspired cocktails. One called Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. So that.
And
is,
am I going to taste that? What's going to be in it?
So that's made with Mount Gay rum, a honey liqueur, an amatiato sherry, a plum bay leaf shrub that I make, which is
cool. Well, we got to get that recipe and we'll put it up on our WGN Facebook page.
And I'll shake that up for you.
Yeah, once you shake that up. And in the meantime, while she's shaking that up, the experience at the Pump Room, for those who've never been there, explain what it's like to walk in there on an evening where it's just hot and the energy's going.
Yeah, I mean, from the moment you walk in, you're really just enveloped in the classic Ian Schrager and classic Pump Room experience.
For those who know the history of Ian Schrager, his number one claim to fame, not that he doesn't have a lot on his list of hits, but Studio 54.
Studio 54. It's a little party that you may have heard of
a
before.
Little bit. A little bit, probably before our time, but I know that the generation before us definitely had some great memories. Lots of celebrities attended the venue.
Well, whether knowingly or not, we're all playing an ode to Ian Schrager with Velvet Ropes in front of nightclubs or a boutique hotel you may go to. We're all playing into things that he's revolutionized.
Yeah, and his most brilliant move, I must say, is during the Studio 54 opening where the club was empty, but yet he made like 1,000 people wait online for an hour.
Yeah,
knowingly
absolutely.
That the club was empty just to build the hype, and from that launched the brilliance of Studio 54 and the illusion that became a reality of a packed, insane, celebrity-filled nightclub.
Absolutely, and it was the first time that it was the first time that they had, you know, every walk of life at a nightclub in the same room. So you'd have your Wall Street, you'd have your transvestite, you'd have all sorts of people, and the more obscure you were and eccentric, the better.
Sure.
That's what will get you in.
Right. And from that energy and vibe you get at the Pump Room, that's a different space, Studio 54, but the Pump Room is definitely an elegant transition of Ian Schrager. And the food, let's talk food. Chef Mendoza's back. How are you, pal?
Hey, how are you? Sorry.
I'm doing well, man.
Trying to knock out all these beautiful dishes, and they're all in front of me instead of you.
I got to see this, though. Let's see. What are you bringing? And is this some of the stuff we're going to be sampling that's available during the holiday?
Yes. Some are for Christmas, and some is for New Year's.
All right.
I try to shake it up a little bit from the last time I saw you.
Yeah, which, by the way, I'm still reeling for some of that the sushi and the salmon dish that you brought. That was,
I think, the short rib was one of your favorites.
The short rib.
Yeah.
They were all my favorites, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So you could just go ahead and put them down here. So the pizza looks spectacular. What is on the pizza?
So this is our truffle flatbread. We don't want to compete with all the pizzas in town, so we're going to call it a flatbread. Truffle that's been pureed. You have fontina on there. It's garnished with frisée and chives and truffle vinaigrette. So that's one of our more popular and more exotic kind of flatbreads.
It's got a subtle flavor to it, rich, really tasty.
I wish we had an oven in here. It'd cover the
whole
room.
I don't need an oven. I can eat this ice cold out of the freezer. We could, folks, if you want to see what we're eating here, we're not just radio, we're also live internet television. You can go to WGNradio.com/watch, and you can watch this whole segment here on WGN Radio, because it's very visual. I mean, we have a lot of great stuff here, and I'm going to describe the best I can here. I'm going to take a sip of the cocktail. Remind me of the cocktail again.
It's called Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies.
Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. It smells fantastic.
I heard it makes people dance, so you might get up after this.
Darling, you don't want to see this body start moving. I'm not responsible what happens after that. What a great drink.
Thank you so much.
I actually want that recipe personally.
You got it.
Great holiday recipe.
Thank you.
Dance of the Sugar Plum Flavors. Is this my favorite here? What is this here?
Lamb? I plated two different things of foie gras. I don't know how in tune you are with the foie gras, but that's probably what's...
Is this what I'm looking at
right
here?
Now. Yeah, yeah.
All right, the
is very rich. So you might need to take that drink.
Yeah. So yeah, do I grab both of the
what's underneath here? Like a
toast? I mean, you can just go for it just like that,
or you could
be a little bit more...
Explain to exactly what it is I'm going for as I'm putting this in my mouth.
So you have a foie gras that's been brûléed with raw sugar. It's on top of a brioche toast, garnished with pistachios, cherries. They're around it, the little golden cubes are the white port gelée.
Dude, let me just say, and I know, you know, doing food on the radio isn't everybody's favorite thing, but you know, there's no better way to describe, you know, having a chef here. I'm tasting it. I'm giving you the consumer standpoint. This is beyond anything I've ever tasted, and I go to a lot of fancy places and a lot of. This is so good, and unexpected in so many ways. What is the little diced pieces of? Is it a vegetable on top?
You got cherries in there. I got orange rind. So it gives it a little like freshness, just to cut down the richness of that foie.
And I follow you on Instagram, I see you're at the markets. You're you post a lot of stuff of where you're sourcing and finding inspiration. You're traveling all the time. And does that attribute to how you put your menus together?
Yeah, the seasonal aspect of it also is a big factor. But definitely, you know, with working for Jean-Georges, it's one of those things where the world is really your inspiration. So that's what Pump Room is. It's an inspiration of what's happening around and keeping it new, but also keeping it classic. Just like our cocktails, our vibe, that's just how we are.
You guys got a seamless integration of the product. It's really great. The meat I'm tasting here, is this lamb?
Those are lamb chops on top of sautéed broccoli rabe and this mushroom bolognese. So
it's so smooth, and you could have given me a piece of butter. It was so smooth, and it tastes just like it. It's soft and tender. And you're right. I mean, you're on a radio show. You don't have ovens right here fresh, and the stuff still is moist and perfectly cooked. My hat's off to you, chef.
Oh, thank you.
Good stuff. And then we have a fish dish over here. What are we looking at with the fish dish here?
So that one's a little bit of a more Asian inspiration. That's sautéed black sea bass. It's sitting on top of a bed of braised celery root or celeriac, and then you see the...
Is that a starch?
Yeah, it's a root vegetable. It's very useful. It's universal as far as its usage. And then the broth is the what we call the jade emulsion. It's basically a tea of fresh herbs and with a herb puree, so it's very bright, fresh. You know, very clean, just to go along with the black sea bass. So
it tastes fantastic.
It's one of the lighter dishes that's right in front of you.
It's really good. Sure. Chef Mendoza, girls from the Pump Room, we appreciate it. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. They are going to take over from the Bears. How can people get more information on the events happening at the Pump Room and the Public Hotel?
You can go to publichotels.com under calendar of events. And for New Year's specifically, you can go to events.publichotels.com.
Mia, you rocked it out on the cocktail. I'm going to be sipping this one through the rest of the show. Thank you guys so much. Chef, thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, the Midwestern University Eye Institute in Downers Grove is now accepting patients as a full-service clinic. The Eye Institute provides comprehensive eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, eye disease screening and treatment, vision therapy, low vision rehabilitation services, and emergency eye care, all at one affordable price. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic, it's your family's home for health care. And for all you last-minute shoppers out there, hello, Christmas is Friday. You still haven't figured out what to get for your friends and family? Give everyone on your list the gift of a great night's sleep. Get everyone a MyPillow. Guarantee the most comfortable pillow out there. You still have some time. They'll guarantee shipping for Christmas, but you need to order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Special, and use promo code WGN. MyPillow will provide you 4 MyPillows for the price of 1. Get 2 classic MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for the price of 1. Plus, MyPillow will extend their money-back guarantee through March 1st. MyPillow is the perfect gift. Log on to MyPillow.com. Use promo code WGN for 4 MyPillows for the price of 1. That's MyPillow.com. Call 800-299-9579. That's 800-299-9579. Order today. Guaranteed shipping before Christmas. And unfortunately, that does it for me. The guys are taking over this for the Post-Bears game show. We want to thank the folks from Pump Room and all my guests today. You can visit me at frankfontana.net, online, anywhere, at social media, Frank Fontana. Everyone have a fantastic Christmas and New Year's, because I am gone for the next 2 weeks. I will miss you, but I will be back after the new year.